we hear Jesus just a few seconds ago. Because what I was going to tell you, if you sleep in him, you'll wake in him. Amen? If you sleep in the Lord, you'll awake in him. You know all those that have gone before us that are surrounding us? That's how they awoke. They awoke in his presence. I better get off that or I'll continue. Well, Margaret said, what's the title of your sermon today? Well, hold on a minute. Precious Lord, I pray that you give us ears to hear what the Spirit would say. Father, we don't need to hear what each other talks about. We need to hear the Spirit of God. Because for us to be enlightened and have more life and having it abundantly, we need to hear the life giver, the Spirit of God. So, Father, have your way among us and through us. And, Father, everything that is ever accomplished, it's all about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So she asked me what my title was, and I just told her it was practice. What I didn't tell her was practice the presence of God. If we ever had a day that we needed to practice something, it is the presence of God. Wait until our country finds that out. You won't have to worry about what's going on in Washington. You won't have to worry about what doctors are deciding. Because you're going to hear the doctor of all doctors. You're going to pay attention to the life giver of all life. And you're going to kind of sit up in your chair and you go, yeah, that's right. Because you're going to know he's talking to you. Well, anyway, you know, there was a man in the Bible that says, was after a man after God's own heart. And, you know, I'm going to start there with David and it's in God's word. How do you see that David was a man after God's own heart? I believe when the Holy Ghost came upon David, conviction came. Because in Psalm 51:10 it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. But restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. So in case anybody didn't know, there's joy in salvation. There's joy in knowing that you know that you know. See, I was talking to Charlene earlier, and I said, now, every once in a while, Brother Eddie, I hear his voice coming to me. When I say I know that I know that I know, I hear him speaking. But you know what? I hear God speaking through him. And that's what I'm willing to receive this day. So David was a man after God's own heart. And what was he quick in doing? How did that relationship develop? It just didn't develop in, what was it? I believe it's in Romans, the 15th chapter, 13th verse, where in the King James Bible, in the Bible study, it talks about man does not have the ability to conjure up the spirit. Doesn't have that ability, can't do it. It takes the Holy Spirit to do that. And when the Holy Spirit does it, you're moved. You ever thought, this is kind of funny, you ever thought that you had a choice about a lot of things, God's opinion and yours, and you say, well, I got rights. Really? My brother and me used to laugh about this. He said, you want to make God laugh, tell him what your opinion is. Because you'll find out it falls short. It does not hit the mark. It falls short of what God wants you to do. And I was going to start out by saying, you know, I wasn't that old when I had that surgery. But I want to tell you what I told Etta the other day when I went over to visit her. I said, God wants me to tell you, when you go to sleep, rest in him. Rest assurance that you're in the palm of his hand. And the word says that nothing shall pluck you out. I used to tell Josh, and I still do every once in a while, in his hand is his plan. Now, if we start calling those things that aren't as though they are, we're going to have God smiling at us. Because you know what? Because we end up trusting what he says. So anyway, the first thing was David knew how to confess. And they knew who to confess to. the creator of it all. And you know, in Psalms, later on in Psalms, I believe it's the last verse in Psalms, it says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. You know, he had come a long way from Psalm 51 to that last one. Let everything that hath breath. He was now seeing creation as everything that God had made. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made. Amen? I mean, that's an amen. Amen. So then we come to a place in Proverbs, which is one of my favorite things. It's about trusting. Now, you can trust yourself and be disappointed. You can trust the hand of man and be disappointed and be misled, by the way. But when you trust the Lord, Proverbs 3:5-6, with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Now, I want to tell you something. I believe in trying the word of God. You know, God's word be true, all men be a liar. That's the truth. God's word be true. All men be a liar. Now, I'm going to give you an example of that. I remember back in, I'm not supposed to remember back that far, but back in 70 or 71, when I first had a job, I believe God gave me that job. I was to be faithful to that job as I was faithful to God and as God's been faithful to me. So whatever the job was, I took it. Wasn't getting paid much. 2 weeks after I was working there, the lady said, well, we're going to lay everybody off but three of you. Three of you. Well, I was one of three, I think. Anyway, so she wanted me to stay. I said, well, thank you, but no thank you. The Lord had a better plan for me. And you know what his better plan was? He was going to increase my salary by double. This big deal here. This big deal. And he was going to increase it closer to home, where I could walk to work. Can you imagine living close to work today and I have to pay the high gas prices? Well, guess what? To God, them prices were like that back then. Just our faith wasn't there like that. It's supposed to be, we're led by faith, how God works. Well, anyway, then I worked there 3 years. Then I worked in another place after they laid me off for 3 years. And then that place that I worked for 3 years had a callback of 2 years. Well, I was working at another job by then, for sure, for 2 years. They said, well, you get your seniority back. I'll tell you what, the world will put it out there to you, and you'll get your vacation time. At the time, they were offering it to me. I wasn't getting any vacation on the new job. Been there 2 years. But the Lord said, no. He said, you can walk from, if you had to, you could walk from where you're living now to where you're working now. So I turned that down, and I worked for 40 years and 3 months at that place. Good decision. What I'm trying to tell you, what my decision? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. Your own understanding might say, well, I need to go back for that. There was a dime difference when I turned them down. Well, that changed rapidly and quickly over the years. But remember this, it says, and this is really where God was taking me to. If your eye be single, the body will be full of light. And he wants us to realize how important it is that this body right here be full of light. Because he lighteth every man that cometh into the world. But he has shown a light in you and shined it in you as individuals so they can see it out there. You know how sometimes people say, well, I can't testify, or I can't do this, or I can't cry in front of people. You do whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do. Those that are led of the Spirit, they are the children of God. You know what? He'll change your tears, and they'll be crying right next to you. Right next to you. Years ago, I was working down at work, and a man came up to me and said, I need you to pray for my sister. She's got cancer. She's dying. I said, okay, but you know what? The Lord's got an order. He's established an order, not only in his word, but in you. He's established an order. I said, I'll be glad to pray for her. I said, is she saved? He said, I don't know. I said, well, as a servant of the living God, I'm required to pray for her soul first. I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. I believe that's the order that God wants us to pray. He said, okay. So he stood there with me as I prayed for his sister. We become close friends. Well, that year I was on a negotiating team at work. And I didn't think the thing was going to go through. I thought it was going to put us out on the street. So I conferred with the company and told them, if you're going to present this and you want it to pass, you better do it in small groups. We had 350 people working at work. And they decided to present their case to 20 people at a time. See, when you do that, what you do is you take the people that need the numbers to be their strength. God been dealing with me a long time. When you take the numbers out, their strength's gone. Why I'm telling you that is because this same guy came to me one day, and he was upset, and he said, did you tell the company to do that so that contract would pass? I said, yes, I did. He said, and he started getting louder. And the louder he got, guess what else he got? Started getting a crowd. There was maybe 5 or 10 guys there. Before he got done, there was like 50 guys standing there. And he had a lot of boldness because his numbers were there. His strength was there. I didn't say a word. And then he finally said, have you got anything to say to me? You know, the word says God will give you a soft answer to turn away wrath. I said, yes, I do. And I whispered in his ear 2 months ago, because I didn't want anybody else to hear it. You asked me to pray for your sister. I haven't changed one bit. Why have you? He turned around and walked away. When he walked away, all the people walked away. God knows what he's doing. Do we know his voice? You know, we're supposed to know his voice. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. And in Hebrews, what have I got it here? Okay, 470. I'm going to go there. Hold on a minute. Just a second here. Wrong one. Oh, yeah, that's why it's the wrong one. Like my J.B. Phillips. Anyway, doesn't have a cover on it. Not because I threw it around either, but because I used it a lot when the cover came off. This is called recollect your former faith and stand firm today. I believe this is for today. You must never forget those past days when you have received the light and endured such a great and painful struggle. It was partly because everyone's eye, got to the eye quick, was on you as you suffered harsh, partially, because everyone's eye was on you, the words and hard experiences, partly because you knew in your lot, you threw in your lot with those who suffered much the same. You sympathized with those who suffered and were put into prison, and you were cheerful when your own goods were confiscated, for you knew that you had a much more solid and lasting treasure. That's what we have. Don't throw away your trust now. It carries with it a rich reward. Patient endurance is what you need if, after going God's will, you are to receive what he has promised. We've got a promise that the earth can't take care of. For yet a little, in a little while, he that cometh shall come and shall not tarry, but my righteousness by But my righteousness, one shall live by faith. And if you shrink back, I looked at that and I go, shrink back, okay. My soul hath no pleasure in him. Surely we are not going to be the men who cowered back and are lost, but men who maintain their faith for the salvation of their souls, for the salvation of their souls. You know, when I was talking about light, I thought, man, I want to come with more than just a light of the eye, light of the body. And then J.B. Phillips, it says, when your eye be sound, I think when it's not moved, it's not troubled, you're looking right at what's going to take care of. The soundness is the Holy Spirit going to work in you and through you. And God's going to deliver you into a day like Kathy and Oscar were talking back and forth last week. You say there's a day coming. I believe the day has already come. I believe God's word is going to sow into this earth so we can turn around and sow it into other things. I was thinking the other day, honey, that we have two trees, or I should say we had two trees. And one of them, let's say that you're where our house was, one of them was tilted way high and leaning this way. And we wanted them to cut it down on the property we live. We wanted them to cut it down. But I knew for sure that they were going to let it fall down. Even if we get hit with it, they were going to let it fall down. But God had a plan. He brought a big wind. How many believe God works in the winds? He brought a big wind. And I hear my wife say, well, the tree's down. And he took that tree that was bent this way and started raising it up this way. And when it got right about here, it snapped into about three pieces over on the other property. Now, before that, there was another tree that was kind of stopping that from happening. And it was attached to that tree. He had already taken 65 feet of it and put it over on the other property. So God's got a plan. Amen? His plan is that we trust in him, first of all. His plan is that when we are convicted, we repent to him quickly. Don't hesitate. Don't act like, well, I'm not sure if this is my fault. I haven't had a lot of experience at this, but a lot of times when God convicts me, all I got to do is go look in the mirror, find out whose fault it is. I mean, we don't spend the time to do that because we don't want to, first of all. We don't want to see it that clear. But, okay, here you go. J.B. Phillips. By the way, Buzzy used to call me J.B. Phillips Morgan. Because I quoted this guy so much. That's been a few years ago. Well, anyway. In J.B. Phillips, James 1:19. Knowing this, then, dear brothers, let every man be quick to listen. I know a lot of people want to hear everything, but slow to use his tongue. I don't know a lot of people that do that. Depends on what you hear. If you hear something you're really wanting to tell, I'm sure that that will happen. It says, but slow to use his tongue and slow to lose his temper. For a man's temper is never the means of achieving God's true goodness. I've taught a lot of kids in the church. They grew up to be Jewel and Susan, and they grew up. Donna, they grew up. But I've taught them all the same thing. If you let your emotions rule you, you let your stupidity rule you. Because that's got to come under control. And we cannot make this up and act like we can do it. But the Holy Spirit can do it. The Holy Spirit can do it. And I told Frankie he could leave because I knew he had to go to practice with his brother. And I wrote this down. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. And then it goes on and says, he's the lily of the valley, he's the bright and morning star, he's the fairest of 10,000. Everybody ought to. Christ in you is the hope of glory. That's why it's important to let the body be full of light. God wants people, when they look at you, to see hope, to see light. Okay, now it's this one. In closing, yes, I'm going to do it. I hear about a lot of people that don't, they say it and then don't do it, but I'm going to do it. I had to look this up. I had to look it up under the, what was it called? What is the book? The big book. What is it? Strong's. I had to look it up in the Strong's. I couldn't believe it. And it's in closing, 1 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Sound mind is defined as clear thinking. You ever had trouble with that? Well, I don't know what to do. I'm tossed here and no. Maybe I ought to ask somebody's opinion. The only opinion you need is to ask God his. That's the only one you need. So, clear thinking. Amen. Well, I know Oscar don't care, and none of you do either. So, Father, we just ask you to bless our fellowship, bless the food that is being prepared, and may you receive all kinds of glory and credit. Father, you just said where two or more are gathered in your name, there are you. That could give us clear thinking. A lot of people think, why aren't there more? What my Bible teaches me, you will add to the church daily that which is to be added. So have your way, God, as we give you honor, we give you glory, and we thank you for the fellowship in Jesus' name. And they all said, amen.